Video evidence of captured Americans. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Video published today by Russian state television appears to show two U.S. military veterans who disappeared last week while fighting in Ukraine, confirming that the men were taken captive. Alex Drewke and Andy Hune, both from Alabama, were believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the invasion of Ukraine. An advisor for former President Trump enters pleas on two counts related to the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Peter Navarro pleaded not guilty in federal court to two charges of criminal contempt of Congress. Navarro has refused to comply with a subpoena issued by the Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot. He has claimed executive privilege. The Justice Department indicted Navarro earlier this month following a referral from the committee. Another former White House advisor, Stephen Bannon, has also been indicted for contempt of Congress, though the Justice Department has not yet charged former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, despite a referral from the House.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Another victim of a church shooting last night in Alabama has died.
A third victim struck with gunfire is dead, according to officials in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, where a gunman started shooting at a church potluck dinner Thursday. That victim was an 84-year-old woman, and the two others pronounced dead earlier were also senior citizens. The gunman, also a senior, 71 years old, is alive and in custody.
Fox's Eben Brown. Prosecutors have accused a Las Vegas man of committing a hate crime by killing one person and wounding five at a mass shooting at a Taiwanese-American church in California. Orange County prosecutors saying authorities added hate crime allegations to the murder and attempted murder charges filed against 68-year-old David Chu, stemming from the May shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Russian-owned superyacht seized by the U.S. has arrived in Hawaii.
A $325 million superyacht is in Honolulu Harbor, flying the American flag after being seized by the U.S. through a legal battle. The FBI has linked the vessel, known as the Amadea, to a Russian oligarch who the U.S. says secretly bought that yacht last year through various shell companies. The ship became a target of Task Force Kleptocapture, launched in March to seize the assets of Russian oligarchs to put pressure on Russia to end the war in Ukraine. The 348-foot-long ship is about the length of a football field and features a helipad, a swimming pool, a hand-painted piano, and a live lobster tank. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
China is defending its tough zero COVID policy after the U.S. ambassador says it's causing serious damage to the global economy and foreign business sentiment. China has sought to completely eliminate outbreaks of COVID-19 with tough restrictions, while most other countries are relaxing their anti-coronavirus measures. China has reached another military milestone.
China's Navy on Friday launching its third aircraft carrier and the first one designed and built entirely within that country. The new generation carrier leaving its dry dock at a shipyard in Shanghai, with state TV later showing Navy personnel standing beneath the massive ship. The carrier launch coming as China seeks to extend the range and power of its Navy. The carrier is said to be equipped with the latest weaponry and aircraft launch technology thought to rival those of Western carriers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The growing legal sports betting industry is extending its reach to the middle of the ocean. BetMGM and Carnival Corporation announcing a deal today to put sports books on more than 50 U.S.-based cruise ships. The arrangement will allow betting while the ships are at sea or docked in a state that allows sports betting. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.